Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Thomas, you're settling in, and I know it's been a while since you've done an audio. Russ sent me an email today and said it was way too long. So these guys get busy on their research, and it gets so deep, they don't want to come out to do an audio because they feel that they might miss some important information. And Douglas, you've been in the mines for the last 2 weeks on vaccine wars. What have you found out?
Well, more than I wanted to know, Betsy, way, way more. And mind you, I've been writing about this, talking about it, preaching about it, and being very active because I was responsible for immunization recordization, you know, keeping track of immunizations in schools for decades and decades. I was even part of the first system that made it electronic so that everyone could have it universally so that the children wouldn't keep getting extra shots. So I was very happy that I worked in the system and helped people understand that there are contraindications. Now, doctors, I'm sorry to have to say it, doctors are brainwashed. If they go through the normal system, they're usually quite brainwashed, and they believe in the vaccine theory. And we are in a war, and the war is the vaccine warlords against your bloodstream. This isn't about nations. It's not about races. It is about the most insidious undermining of our health that anyone could ever imagine. So the report I'm working on is already about 35, 40 pages. And what it's going to do is the following. It's going to show you who the enemies are. It's going to give you a virus 101 so that you start to understand viruses, because the second they throw out viruses, oh, nobody but Tony Fauci and Dr. Birx understand a virus in the whole country. Wrong. They are the ones who preach the propaganda about viruses that are all lies. And we're going to go over that in a minute. So know your enemies. Who are these enemies? When they say Big Pharma, who has the patents? Who has the money? Who gets enriched by having what they call the Vaccine X? The vaccine they're going to give every human on the face of the earth to stop all coronaviruses. Well, I'm sorry. There are like 500 types of viruses. So in this report, we show you what the viruses are. We show you clearly that there are, oh, I don't even know how many are in there, probably 30, 40 different treatments you can use on all those viruses that are quite effective, that are used in countries around the world except America, because Dr. Fauci, who's been in that job for 30 years and paid under the table, I mean, we have a list there of the donations of the Bill and Melinda Foundation. And just look how much money comes to the National Institute of Health, how much money comes to the World Health Organization, how much money comes to the United Nations, the International Fund for Reconstruction and Development, how much research Bill Gates, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars are being researched on things that they say they have the vaccine for. Well, the vaccines don't work. So they have to keep creating new vaccines. And for instance, the vaccines...
And more propaganda.
Oh, way more propaganda.
And the propaganda wars right now in the internet are fierce. And I want everyone... We're not going to talk about this at length today, I don't think. But this Dr. Shiva, you got to be careful. We're pulling up all kinds of information on him that's very disturbing. So before you buy his narrative, hold on. Let's get back to your point.
Yes, and I understand Michael McKibben and the researchers are down there digging up the dirt on Dr. Shiva. What do you call him?
Well, you know, they don't like calling it dirt because they work very hard to get indictable evidence and documentation to show the criminals as who they are.
The criminals think it looks like coal and dirt, but once we polish it up, it's a diamond or gold or platinum. So what do you call him, Scammer Shiva?
I call him Shyster Shiva.
Shyster Shiva.
It started out, you know, when he claimed to invent email. We put the link to show you. No, that's far from the truth. But recently, we're finding out more information about his connections, where his money trail leads, who's funding him. And I think that's what we're going to say for another day. But until we get there, folks, just pay attention. Don't be too alarmed with what he's saying, because he is part of the propaganda war.
Yes, and I had studied Dr. Shiva years ago because of his false claim of inventing email, which in fact was not technically completely invented, but the whole social, you know, the AT&T email was done by Leader Technologies, Michael McKibben and his crew.
I smell James P. Chandler all over this one.
You know, I hope we're going to have a talk with Michael McKibben on this one, because I get really worked up when I talked about Dr. Shiva. Well, it is directly germane here. It's relevant, so I'll get there in a second. So what else? We'll come back to Dr. Shiva and Bobby Kennedy Jr. and what that's all about. So in this report, it tells you literally where to go if you want to know your enemy. And it describes the enemies. It describes the Purbright Institute, Muriel Animal Health Institute, and Kinetic. It describes who the owners of Purbright are. It describes Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Bill Gates' crimes against humanity. A whole list of them, and then who they give their money to in 2019, and then on into 2020. So you can see the cycle. Basically, it's all funding global health, but it's global illness that he's after. We now know that. So in there, it describes that, and then it goes into the very contents on the vaccines. Now, you'll flash through it, but when you look at this, and you look at the contents that are given to children in America, if they go through the full cycle that is recommended, it's 81 shots. All of those shots have in them live viruses that are generally called enteroviruses. Measles, mumps, rubella.
That is beyond shocking that they are going to inject our children 81 times in their youth.
It used to only be just a few. And then remember when
but
we were young.
Even that was bad, but we didn't know it because we were being brainwashed about it.
Oh, well, if you remember.
This is just offering your children up to the sacrificial table of Bill and Melinda Gates for their satanic rituals of offering humanity up.
The first Jonas Salk polio experiments in Zaire. Why did they go to Africa to experiment? Because they knew that it was so dangerous if they were going to be messing with viruses and working with the DNA in a virus or trying to create a vaccine, because you take a live virus and you put it in a person, their theory, vaccine theory, which is nonsense, and then giving you a little bit of it makes you strong when the full thing comes and gets you. Nonsense. So anyway, Jonas Salk, polio. He first came up with an aerosol, sprayed it in the mouth, if you remember. If you also remember, many people in my age were in wheelchairs. And why were they there in wheelchairs? Not because they had polio, because polio was almost gone in America. When Jonas Salk went to Africa and developed a vaccine, which was an aerosol at first, which gave people polio. The priest who taught me when I was young had received aerial polio vaccine and got polio and was in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. And there were many people like that. But then they put it as a drop on a sugar cube because it's an enterovirus. They have to get it in through the mouth or the nose, through breathing, or through eating, right? Now we put in the report just two articles, because I didn't want to depress people, but two articles that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that vaccines are giving you enteroviruses. And when you have an enterovirus, it means that you are going to be susceptible to diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and a score of other illnesses. This is all very well known and documented.
Which makes your body a gold mine of resources in the medical industry for these globalist pigs to feed off of you. You're literally cattle being fed off of.
The patent, the only thing that the NIH, the National Institute of Health, claims is that they came up with AZT, a drug for HIV. Remember, they also helped the CDC, the World Health Organization, which is a part of the United Nations, and the National Institute of Health, worked to create AIDS. Don't forget that. It was created in Zaire along the same lines as the polio research, and they went there to develop it. That's the reason so much AIDS broke out in Africa. And the reason Ebola breaks out in Africa, where? In Zaire. Try to get statistics for HIV in Zaire or any illness that you can't, because that's the petri dish. Well, now they're using China. COVID-19, swine flu, H1N1, all kinds of different influenza viruses have been released in China. The Chinese didn't release them. The Africans didn't release them. The experimenters released them. The people who run the secure biological labs, level 4, those are the bioweaponry labs, and all you have to do is look where they're at. There's 200 of them in America. We're not supposed to be doing that, but they all get away with it because they say they're not working on a bioweapon. They're not taking the worst viruses they can, combining them in DNA, combining them with human DNA, and injecting them into people as an experiment. No, 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 no. That's called immunization. That's the one exemption they have. vaccines. So, no biological warfare takes place at Fort Detrick or in Bethesda, Maryland, where the National Institute of Health does all their bioweaponry, where they gave it to Wuhan IV, the Wuhan immunization experiment in viruses and virology in Wuhan. Dr. Shi, who is now dead, all of her staff, they're dead, the first people who sequenced the genome that was supposedly from the people in the lab who got it, shows that there's three markers for HIV. There's a marker for Ebola, marker for swine flu, avian flu. There's a marker for the most virulent flus we've ever seen in America. So this is imprinted into the DNA through the RNA. Well, when the RNA separates the DNA and the cell is dividing, right? It has to get information. Well, the virus being sent in with the COVID-19 gives the wrong information to RNA. How does it get in? It uses the enzyme furin to get through the cell wall. So furin is the biggest marker on this man-made, laboratory-made DNA, manipulated recombinant DNA, in the COVID-19. So now we see this even in these strains. Remember, there's now 30 strains of it, because the most basic of virology ideas, Dr. Fauci basically stands against and rewrites the book every single time he speaks. Dr. Brix also. They don't seem to know a thing. No, they know everything, because they are warlords in the vaccine wars. And we've proven it in this article, and we've shown you the poisons in vaccines. So if you look at this list of vaccines and what's in them, and you wonder, you know, what is the Mueller formula? What's this formula? Or why is that bat virus being put in varicella? Or why is there mercury in all of these? Why are there heavy metals? Why is there formaldehyde? Why are there disinfectants? Why are there detergents? Why are there... Anyone who'd ever take another vaccine, whether it's the yearly flu shot, the yearly or the pneumonia shot, the shingles shot, any shot, be subject of. Suspect of, because you are being a subject of an experiment.
When you were talking about the furin being the way that you're able to penetrate the cell, to put the virus into the cell, I was thinking also about Lieber's technology, this Harvard scientist who was working with China that was developing these nanotubes, almost like cannons, if you look at some of our research, where it penetrates the cell wall. Can you talk about how that relates to the vaccines?
Well, you were in the conclave meeting when I laughed about that. Nobody asked me what I was laughing about. Here's what I was laughing about. How insidiously evil this has become. These are nanoparticles. You can't hardly see them. But they're tubes. And inside the tube, you can have a virus. So let's say they put the newly created, what is the SARS? It's actually a second version of SARS, which was also man-made. And so was MERS. And so was the shooting of all of those, MERSA. And so was Ebola, and so was what? Anyway, they're all man-made. So this is what they're doing now, no doubt. This is why I laughed, because, you know, the reason I understand these evil things is I was in some very evil parts of the military and intelligence and other sections, and I got to see this at work, and so I know how this works. Not that I like how it works, but it is how it works. If they can do this, if someone can sit around at a table drinking coffee and come up with this evil idea, then they will simply go work on it till it can get done. So Dr. Lieber gave to China all those patents that Harvard developed, which are nanotubes, so they can put any virus, and everybody's got the COVID now. They're looking at it. I've been looking at, you know, dozens of research papers on it.
And don't forget, four of the people who signed off on the patent for him on these things were Chinese nationals, students there.
Oh, yeah.
So they have the knowledge in their head.
Yeah, what is the Chan Harvard School of Public Health. He gave $200 million just last year, this Chinese guy, to get these patents. It's a direct payoff to Harvard.
No wonder Trump said no money to Harvard. These people at Harvard are evil. The history of the evil at Harvard is so, it's just awful. If I ever see an employee come, you know, where they send their resumes and it says they went to Harvard or they worked at Covington Law, I went, well, not hiring them.
We put in there the list of who Bill Gates gives to. Every university mentioned there is complicit with what I'm speaking about. 100% complicit, they have to be. I sit with these people down, I ask them one single question. They get so angry, they have to get up and leave. Why? Because it's all fake. It's like what doctors tell you. Doctors tell you there is no treatment for a virus. That's what they all say. Every university, every doctor knows that isn't true. We list, as we say, dozens of active treatments that are really good. Remdesivir is the one we recommended weeks before it ever came up and before Trump ever mentioned it, because Trump asked his staff, aren't there alternatives? And he says, yes, there's ultraviolet therapy. There's hitting the blood with ozone, which is basically disinfecting it. There is remdesivir and all the other virions. Then we list them there. So we're not, you know, we give them there. You can look them up. We're not recommending anything. We're not doctors, and we don't recommend none of this. We recommend that love is the answer to all things. So if your heart is in the right place, you can't even get the virus. And if you're getting the virus, then it's a lesson. And all illness is a lesson. It isn't bad. You need to think about illness as a lesson. But when it's perpetrated by other beings on you, that is a war. And you need to know you're in a war zone and your bloodstream is the battlefield. And if you don't know this, then stop for a moment. Don't get any more injections of anything. Read the list of what's in vaccines. Realize that those same contents are in every shot given to you, unless it's pure fentanyl, they'd give that to you in a drip, in an IV. But, you know, I mean, you don't know what they're giving you. When you're in the hospital, they give you injections into your drip that they never tell you about. So you are an experiment. You're not asked. And if you ask any questions, and if you say, my child had a contraindication, my child now has autism spectrum, my child has Asperger's, my child has within 24 hours a fever and now has encephalitis, my child has all these illnesses come up within 24 hours.
And your doctor did it.
Your
pediatrician knowingly put that poison in your children, and they are not held accountable.
And they're going to tell you, well, of course we did. And you say, but there's all these poisons. Those aren't poisons, they'll say. That preserves the vaccine so that we can, you know, keep it on ice until we put it into your body. Here's the reality.
Because they are brainwashed at medical school, because it's those pharmaceutical companies that pay and foot the bill for the medical schools so they can indoctrinate these pediatricians.
Every child that gets a vaccine is spreading live viruses everywhere. Now, I've said this, and I got it confirmed yesterday. This whole company did a study on how viruses are transmitted. And here's what they said. Nothing compares to the floor and your feet. As a matter of fact, this person said to me, you know, I never believed you, but you are always right. And I said, oh, really? I hate it when people start that conversation that way. And this person who's a therapist says, they simply did exactly what you said. They went to any hospital in America, followed behind the little person running the steam cleaning machine, and that's how they clean the floors in hospitals now, which is supposed to make them absolutely antiseptically perfect. They have the best chemicals in the world in those. Take a swab, strike the floor once, you have every virus and every bacteria known to mankind, every illness, and it's on the floor. Why? Because it's in the air. It's dropping on your hair. It's going in your ears. You're breathing it in your nose. And here's what they've also proven. They cannot give you a number of how many viruses and bacteria they find in any scoopful of common soil in America.
Whoa, wait. So then packing in senior citizens in a nursing home might not be a good idea.
Worst thing you can possibly do. And to give them enhanced viruses and bacterium, and that's what they've done. Let's just take one. Prevazar, I think is its name. It's the current pneumonia injection they give you, and they tell everyone over 65 to get this, so you won't get pneumonia. Let's see if I get my statistics right. 23 types of active viruses and 18 types of active bacteria, bacterial pneumonia. So what is that? I can't even count it up. It's too many. They're giving you live viruses and live bacterial that are different types of pneumonia. All the pneumonias, the strongest ones they have found. Now think of that for a second. They give that to people, and then what do they find? They find that 65% of the people who die of pneumonia each year have had the shot, and most of them, And of those, they're usually older. So in other words, the shot kills the older people. It's nothing but depopulation. This is killing old people. Shingles shot, same thing. Shingles can kill you. People don't understand that. It certainly debilitates you. It takes you out of action. Well, every time you get a vaccine, you are giving your child one of many enteroviruses that go in. And essentially, they're trying to use the homeopathic concept that like heals like. So homeopathically, let's say that you have a virus. They're not usually going to take the virus and make a homeopathic copy of it, though you can if you're active in it. And that would be one of the ways to heal COVID-19.
Because remember, and for those who might not be aware, in homeopathy, we're taking a substance and creating an essence of it by diluting it many, many, many times. So the physical properties are no longer there.
Sounds crazy, but it works. It's one of the most effective treatments on malaria that they have. You can get a kit that gives you an antidote to every one of the illnesses, every one of these viruses that they say they have a vaccine for. Well, you can get a homeopathic remedy for that, but you don't want that. And here's why. I should put this in there. Virus 101, okay? You cannot create a vaccine that stops a virus. You can create, use a drug to stop a bacterial infection, but if it's a viral infection, generally, the doctors will tell you they're not going to use an antibiotic on you, penicillin, or any of its other brothers and sisters.
Oh, but they're not going to tell you they're injecting you with nanotubes filled with bioweapons, so they got to use the word vaccines and make you think it's good.
Right, and so I'm building up to what Dr. Lieber has created, the Chinese able to do. Put it in the water, put it in the air, doesn't matter. You can have nanobots.
It could come off the chemtrails.
Spread as an aerosol.
Chemtrails, yes. For all we know, could contain these nanotubes already doing the destruction on us as we breathe it in.
A helicopter could have flown over and in an aerosol fashion dropped this on.
How come we don't see U.S. military planes shooting these chemtrails out of the sky? Oh, I digress. We'll take that up another time.
Look, they've convinced you that contrails,
yes,
the chemtrails are contrails.
Yes.
And they've convinced you that vaccines heal,
yes,
viruses.
Yes.
No, they don't.
Yes.
They've never healed a virus ever. But they sure have spread it, and they create cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and all the other ones I mentioned by vaccines. Go and just Google this. Google vaccine and heart disease or cancer. You're going to see many, many, many studies that prove, and now basically they're coming out and apologizing when caught, when directly caught, when a certain company says, well, we didn't know. They use the vaccine court, which gives complete immunity to the pharmaceutical companies, to China, who makes the drugs, to the pharmaceutical companies who lease.
Well, that's the way
the
queen,
patent from the CDC.
But that's the way the queen always sets things up. She always has her private court and her private business, and nobody can look into it. And CDC is just a reflection of what we know is really going on.
Now, let me make perfectly clear, because I haven't made this clear before. I often say the CDC is a private corporation. Not really. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention Foundation is where all the money comes in. They're the ones who own the patent. The CDC itself is part of American government and runs just like the National Institute of Health. They farm out everything they do. They give yearly leases. They'll give contracts for 5 years for somebody to run to use a patent until the patent, of course, is no good anymore. And the pharmaceutical company, if they kill, they got a $3 billion fine, GlaxoSmithKline, just recently for that drug Avandia. They killed 200,000 Americans with that drug, knowing, and this is they do this all the time, but in this case, they knowingly killed them. They knew Avandia was going to kill people. 200,000 Americans died from a heart disease that it caused. They paid $3 billion. They're back in the game. Did anybody go to jail? No. So killing 200,000 people is not even illegal. You just pay a fine.
Well, where is Bobby Kennedy in all of this?
Oh, Lordy.
Because I want to get into that, and I want to talk about that.
Okay, let me go back for a second, though. Bill and Melinda Gates give hundreds of millions to the National Institute of Health, and then specifically to Fauci, and then Fauci specifically gets so much money, it's unbelievable. That's why he shows up with royalty and all the rich people all the time, and he looks like he's a little Napoleon, right? Okay. He's in charge of the whole world. He is the warlord of warlords. He and Bill Gates, who's a complete idiot, Fauci is a very evil person because he's very smart. Bill Gates is a complete idiot, made rich by his mom and dad. He knows nothing. Just listen to him speak. He stepped down from Microsoft and from Warren Buffett's company's boards, paid positions, because why? He's going full on into the vaccine wars as the field marshal of vaccines. And he's going out, and if he can, he'll take the needle and inject these African children and kill them. He has paralyzed 496,000 children in India. They have polio from his new polio vaccine. He's sterilized entire villages. He's killed whole sections.
Well, why haven't these countries demanded his arrest?
They are.
And extradition and executing.
He is wanted in multiple countries.
Well, why aren't we offering him up on a silver platter?
Why, George Soros is wanted in 3 or 4 countries for crimes against humanity.
Who's protecting Bill Gates?
Money, money, money. And remember, that money's all fake because it's a monopoly. And without government support, it's basically a government-supported monopoly, which we rail against all the time. And that's what he is. That's what Google is. That's what Facebook is. They don't even get me started. The point is, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is ran not by idiot Bill, baby Bill. It's ran by Daddy Bill. Big Bill Gates was Margaret Sanger's lawyer and helped found Planned Parenthood to kill indigent populations, according to them. It was a eugenics depopulation program. Still active and fighting today, murder under the auspices of abortion for only certain people. And matter of fact, they manipulate it by giving out false birth control pills to girls, and then when they get pregnant, then they have abortions, and then they take the parts, and they use them, and they use their blood, and they use their body. I'm sorry to have to say these things. This
please.
Is the truth.
Let's get back on to the
But it's no worse than the invisible war of vaccines in the bloodstream of our children, which are now becoming mandated by almost every state, to the point that parents, in some cases, have been locked up for not immunizing their children. This is a war. 81, any one of them could kill a person. The hepatitis B shot. I have seen nurses who are made to get that shot. I've had to get that shot repeatedly. And the treat, you know, the whole thing, all these shots that education people in education and in hospitals get. We have to get those shots. One of those shots can take you into becoming a vegetable. I once watched a friend become
now,
a vegetable from one
let's
shot.
Let's go back to Bobby Kennedy.
Okay. No.
And Shyster Shiva. What's going on?
The
what
CDC's
are we seeing?
Foundation receives these donations from Bill and Melinda Gates. The money that's shuffled through the Clinton Foundation, through the Queen's Purbright Institute, through the DERA of Britain, through the Wellcome Trust Fund, through all these filthy, filthy rich funds that came from drugs are being poured back in to make sure that drugs rule our lives. So Big Pharma, Big Pharmaceutical, is thrilled to get the license to run a patent that the patent court protects them no matter how many people they kill. Or they just get a $3 billion fine and go on. But they had gouged us for the price of that drug so bad that $3 billion is nothing. That's the price of doing business. So this is what we're working with. We're working with the worst corruption ever. So what did they need? When the anti-vaxxers woke up to this, and I was one of the early ones, I read all the books of the people who are now dead, killed, and I followed the work of the people who were bringing this out and then were shot dead, dozens of naturopaths, chiropaths, osteopaths, people just trying to get the word out, killed. And so they named them anti-vaxxers, anti-vaccine. So if you became an anti-vaxxer, if you were anti-vaccine, you may be killed. You certainly wouldn't be able to broadcast on YouTube or anywhere else. They would stop you, as we have seen again and again and again. So people don't go too strong against the vaccine companies. They allow some memes out there because they think that's, you know, a caricature, and now they can declare it's a conspiracy theory. No, no, no. We gave you the contents in this new report that's coming up, or giving you them. Take a look. After that, when you vomit, come back and say, okay, I need to take a more serious look at this. I've been doing this for I don't know how many decades. It's depressing, but it's the most important thing. Dropping bombs on Syria does not compare to the millions of deaths of HIV, of the influenza each year, man-made influenza each year. We have now learned that last year, okay, they aren't even getting to the statistics of last year. The real statistics from CDC last year, 80 to 90,000 people died of the yearly flu. And what do? They give out a vaccine. So then they track it. And what do they find out? 68% of those people had the shot. More than likely, they were given that flu that they died of by that shot. So they don't want this to be known. That's the reason when Trump came out and said, what the heck? What are you saying? You're saying there's 30,000 people a year die of influenza? What are you talking about? Well, that's what you're saying is going to die of this. Well, did you notice the numbers really went up after that? Everyone who died, they attributed to coronavirus 19, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, some of our readers are getting a little upset with President Trump because they feel like he is supporting the vaccine industry.
Well, let's remember that the mayor of New York and the governor of New York lied. At the point they said they had 10,000 people dead of coronavirus, it was looked into by the federal government, and they found 3,800 of them were absolutely not coronavirus. So imagine half their numbers are fake. So it's 60,000 now. So it's 30,000 now. So that's the common flu. If it goes away now, it will be no worse than the common flu. And remember, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, and the World Health Organization only create vaccines that create flu. They will not allow in America any treatment like remdesivir or any of these other treatments that can help immediately. And now they're finding helps literally cure people in a day or two. But certainly the research now has shown that it shortens it from 2 weeks by 4 days, and the people aren't suffering and they don't have to go through the ventilator. And so even now, fascist Fauci says, oh yes, our first fake National Institute of Health, where he works, our first fake study, and when you read the tenets of the study, it was a fake study, anyone can see that, said, oh no, we can't do it. No more remdesivir. We cannot even study it. There were multiple studies done in America and around the world that say the opposite, that say more than 90% of the people are healed within 48 hours.
This is an information war we're fighting. We've been fighting it for 200 years. We're fighting against the constant propaganda that is spread into our citizenry. And it's just so intense now. And they want to win this war by putting so much fear and terror in the average citizen that citizen will give up his and her rights. That's what they're doing.
And they tried to make it look like the medical industry wasn't prepared because they didn't have ventilators. This is not something that requires ventilators, according to the doctors who are dealing with it.
Right.
They call it hypoxia, which is the lack of oxygen.
It added a lot of drama, didn't it? Because the ventilators had to be, made, and it's very exciting.
Ventilators cost so much money, and there's so few of them that the World Health Organization, when they demanded that was the protocol to take them immediately to ventilators, they did a study, and again, New York, when it was the most virulent, and they had trouble finding all those supposed people who had it in the hospital, but the people that they studied showed 88% of them, who are all older people, who came in with this breathing problem, put on ventilators, died. Ventilators were that was the screen, that was the buffer, that was the interference that the World Health Organization said, aha, America, you don't have ventilators, and you're killing your people, so you need more vaccines, so there's not enough ventilators. What did Trump do? He has ventilators coming out the ear, and the people in New York, what did they do? They lied about needing them. When they did use them, they killed people and didn't tell anybody, and then they sold them to the highest bidder once they got thousands and thousands of them without telling anybody under the table, and then they were caught. That's who we're dealing with in the coronavirus 19, the corruption of all of the politicians and the medical industry. So, mind you, as we told you, Purbright Institute has a patent on coronavirus 19. Well, now, isn't that amazing? When we didn't even get the genome until long after, and England didn't even get it. Notice that England didn't even get it, not a case, until overnight they got thousands and tens of thousands. It just flooded with it. Why? Because they were all lying and they had created it themselves and they already had the treatments. That's the reason that the monarchy gets the treatments and they come out before the 2 weeks is even up. And that's the reason that the real rich elite, they don't wear masks. They go anywhere they want. Do you ever see Bill Gates in a mask? Though he tells everyone else.
Okay.
Do you think he ever got a vaccine? No way. He knows what's in him.
Okay. Why is this pissing match going on right now in the internet between the two of them?
Well, it's a big picture. And Shyster Shiva is a liar on all counts.
Yes.
And that's being proven. And I'm not going to take away the thunder that Michael McKibben is going to bring and
it's huge.
Bring a lightning
huge.
Down upon his
But
his
I do have a few articles posted already about that. We just bust his email story all to smithereens. And, of course, typical of our AFLI miners, they brought up the evidence in the documents that show his claims otherwise. But
so I can't wait to go there, but let's just
yes,
talk
but
about
let's just
out,
talk
out
about I want to talk about Bobby Kennedy.
Okay, so the vax movement, no one would join because they'd get killed. Oh, then he joins and I say to myself, holy moly, someone that big, he's going to get himself killed. And he came out and he said all the right things on speeches and he got in all the right committees and he was appointed as the number one anti-vax representative in the world.
And he's a Democrat, which made it, oh, it's like having somebody who fits all of the checks in the box.
Oh, he's the best. I backed off. Matter of fact, I took a part of my brain where I'd memorized Barry Lean's and all the other people's work and their books and all this stuff, which you can't get anymore. They totally, you can't find that anywhere. The real statistics of the way that the World Health Organization, the CDC, and the National Institute of Health, through injections, started AIDS and started all these different illnesses as experiments. Let's see where it goes. Let's hope it kills a lot of people. They're very disappointed that it's only killed millions. They want tens of millions. That's what they want. That's the reason they keep working on a better, stronger vaccine. If they have a vaccine and it works, according to them, to stop a virus, why would they spend hundreds of millions a year?
And they don't care. They don't care that you have guns in your house because that's not how they're going to take you out. They're going to take you out because you're going to offer up your infant onto that pediatrician table where this bioweapon will be injected. And if it doesn't kill your baby then and there, it'll maim them or it will harm them eventually in life. But the globalists got what they wanted. They killed you.
If you put that enterovirus in them when they're young and their immunization, and that's what the articles we put in there show you, when they're young, their immunization system is not strong enough. And so what happens, it goes into parts of their body and waits. Now, we all know shingles is chickenpox that got lodged in your spine and comes back when you're an adult. Now, think of that. We all know that, right? We all knew it before there were vaccines, right? Yeah, we all knew that. We also know that it's herpes. And then it creates all kinds of herpes in the body and comes and goes. So what? It's another herpes. There's all latent herpes, but when you create a retrovirus herpes taken from a green simian, a monkey, which is what they did in the experiments in Zaire, you create a retrovirus that you don't even know what it's going to do. But it will certainly go after the immune system of anyone. And when you have an enterovirus, it breaks down your immune system. So basically, every vaccine prepares them for illness as they get older. This is well known. It's admitted in the medical community. And they basically say, oh, yeah, well, we don't use those substances anymore. We use different substances. And so we're sorry we created your cancer, but we are not culpable. The thing I've been avoiding, Bobby Kennedy. He went and he led the vaccine movement where? Well, like all good Washington District of Crime people, he led them right up to the cliff and then did nothing. And now we hear his children are all immunized. We hear that he's for immunizations. He says, I'm not against them. I was never against them. I'm not against vaccines, he says now. And so basically he took that movement and just like the 9/11 movement, where did it go? Nowhere, because the leaders of it were plants. He is a plant. He's a George Soros plant. You can tell because he has infinite money, flies in private jets, leads the life of the rich. And of course, he's friends with who? Jeffrey Epstein and the Sex Island and Soros and all the rest of them. He is nothing more than a paid shill who went in as a Democrat to lead these people who don't believe in vaccines into believing that any minute something is going to happen and it's never happened.
In fact, things have gotten worse.
It's gotten much worse. So then you have Shiva coming along, the god of death. This guy
because their narrative is falling apart. The anti-vaccine movement is getting so strong now. And so I believe that's when they pull in Shiva to think that he's going to be a proponent of anti-vaccination and he'll be the new leader. But when we look at his monetary stream, it's not so good.
Recently, he was on Alex Jones and got kicked off because for once, Alex asked some pointed questions. Probably Alex didn't make them up. And he couldn't answer them. He got mad. Then he said, oh, I'm upset that there's a doctor on here that I don't like. And if you have him, you can't have me. I'm gone. When questioned directly, I'd love to question Dr. Shiva. When questioned directly, his story is such a pack of lies that you know that he is a George Soros plant. How do I know that? Because he tells us in the last hour? I wish it would have been over long before, but it was a very long video. I hear him ranting like a lunatic. He's mad at Bobby Kennedy, and he's bringing out all the dirt on Kennedy. Well, there's a lot of dirt on Kennedy. Don't even get started. Wouldn't George Soros like the whole Kennedy conspiracy just to all get rolled up in with the anti-vax, and it's just another conspiracy? Well, Dr. Shiva doesn't tell us anything about vaccinations. As a matter of fact, he, in previous ones, indicated that he was a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, that he was for vaccines, that he created email, that he created the encryption system for Hillary Clinton because he won an MIT competition, that the White House said, I need the smartest person in the world to work out this problem. He worked it out. So he invented encryption.
But what did that tell you about Hillary's email system?
Which then was the one that was under question for the midterm exam. It was the least encrypted computer system in the whole world. The Chinese had access and everyone else. So if he did that, he shouldn't be bragging about it. He didn't create email because Bill Clinton said he never used email in his entire life.
Wait a minute. Those two thoughts together don't make sense. Work it back. Bill Clinton says that he never used email. But then Shiva said in that video that he did the email system for Hillary through the Clinton administration. He didn't say he specifically did it for Bill.
That's correct. And remember that Bill said publicly he never used
right.
his system. The system in their home was then handed to his wife and was the system in question over her security violations. And who created it? Well, Crazy Shiva says he created it. He also, as a child, he was the smartest guy in India, and then he came to MIT, smartest guy at MIT, then he went to the White House, smartest guy in the whole world, and then he started half a dozen companies, none of which exist, none of which you can find any record that he ever made any money. He says he made millions. None of anything he has ever done has come to anything, but he always says it's multi-million dollar. Why? Because that's the money he spent on the propaganda given to him by George Soros and others. Clinton's included. So why? Why was he called in? He was called in to be a politician. So that's why I know he's George Soros. And he's all lies. And he's invented what? The very story of Michael McKibben.
Yes.
Invented email, invented cryptology for the internet, invented a system to be able to analyze anything you want, invented this, invented that, and then became the genius, the only person.
Right.
I've read his website. Well, all websites are true, right? I read his website, and he says he's the only person in the whole world that can take a virus, any virus, analyze it, and tell you without using any animals or humans what it's going to do to the human system, and then you can create a vaccine for it and give that shot immediately without any testing whatsoever. And he's the only genius in the world who understands this.
All
only one
who
ever figured it out.
Him. Trust him and his company.
So his vaccine that he recommends, which will be vaccine X for the whole world, everyone gets it. Bill Gates spent a few hundred million to invest in it, but he gets back, you know, billions. Remember, we spend trillions, $1 trillion a year in America on medical. It's the biggest industry in medical in America. We give hundreds of billions to the NIC and the NIH and the CDC and the World Health Organization. We just stopped because why? They were on China's side. They knew this had been released in China. It was an experiment. They had to let it go. They knew it was released at the time, and nobody except us tell you this, and it's just a simple fact. There's a man named Zhen, Z-H-E-N, I won't say his last name, who was fighting President Xi and said that, actually threatened this, and then he used Kinetic and Muriel and set up Dr. Q-I-U, you can't make this stuff up, at the National Microbiology Institute of Health in Canada. She brought all the stuff to Wuhan, where they'd already done all the bad experiments and taken the most dead, millions of years old, dead, dormant virus, brought it to life, mixed it with everything else that could ever, because people complain that I say this, zoonotic, Z-O-O-N-O-T-I-C, zoonot, and there's another O in there. When a human gets a virus from an animal, that's easily taken care of. It doesn't spread to other humans. Because why? It didn't jump the species barrier. That's a lie. There's no such thing. The only way it jumps the species barrier is through a laboratory. That's DNA manipulation, recombinant DNA. RNA manipulation through furin. We know all about it. Hello, they've been doing it a long time. They actually make, they clone human beings at St. Louis University in a laboratory and use that protein to create the vaccines that we're talking about. Because they found that all the protein they used for all vaccines ever, including HIV, including polio, if they used animals, there were dormant viruses in them, hundreds. You cannot get them out. Some are active, some are inactive. If they're active, they can be noticed and they can be extracted. But if they're dormant, and some of them have hundreds of them, they come along with the virus. And then in that virus, when they mix with human reaction to a virus, and let me explain that in a second, when a human reacts to a virus, they create their own virus. So when these retroviruses interact with the human, they actually fool the human into believing the retrovirus is the real RNA, and they replicate that which kills you. That's what all of these are. And that's what Dr. Mikovic, who's on Facebook all over the place, these doctors in California, all anyone who's talking, who knows what they're talking about, will tell you the very simple truth that I'm telling you. It's completely absurd. Everyone is exposed to viruses all the time. You either have the immunization for it or you don't. When you're weakened, it will attack whatever your weak system in your body is. That's the way it works. Is the Black Plague going in your mouth right now? Yes, it is. Is the bubonic plague going in your mouth? Yes, it is. Is every single disease, Agent Orange, is the vaccine for Agent Orange going in your mouth right now? Yes, it is. Is measles, mumps, I can name probably 50 of them. Why? I had all of them in the military, so I am a host. They're still in me. Every time I breathe, I'm giving them out to the world. They never go away. These viruses are man-made. They have to find a place to settle in the body because the white blood cells don't even know how to get them out. Now, I never got to two things. And the one thing is Bobby Kennedy was leading the vax community to nowhere. Shiva came in, didn't know that he's fighting the very people who pay Bobby Kennedy. He didn't know that Alex Jones was paid by the very people who pay Bobby and Shiva. They're all working on the same side. They're all anti-vaxxers. He didn't create nothing. There is no system in the world that can analyze where a virus will go because every single virus, when it enters your body, becomes your own. You change it. It has to enter your cells, your RNA, your DNA, and then it has to replicate continuously. Now, it didn't get there. It was already there to begin with because you breathed it in or you drank it. Every virus known to mankind, by the way, check me out. Go Google it. In Detroit, they came and they took the water, they analyzed it, they found every virus and every bacteria known to mankind. So Wayne State University said, okay, you've really ticked us off now. They took the water from every major city in America. Every one of them had the same thing. Why? They run through pipes that have chlorine in them, fluoride in them, and on the metal piping, the bacteria grow and they never grow away, and the viruses get stuck. And so every time you drink any city water, major city water, you're drinking every virus and every bacteria known to mankind and every disease, by the way. And so it's everywhere. So if you're strong in your immune system, you can fight it off because every cell creates viruses. And when they create certain viruses and their proteins, and they have reacted to a retrovirus created in a laboratory as an AIDS, which Dr. Fauci did with dying AIDS patients. He took viruses, stuck them in their intestines, watched what grew, took those cells, looked at the proteins that were being emitted from them. They're called virions, and he found remdesivir. He is the man who in 1986 proved remdesivir's effectiveness against HIV. He's done nothing. He promised just in 2019 that he had created a vaccine for HIV. Then in 2020, he said, oops, wrong, sorry, I made a mistake. We didn't. We need billions more, trillions more to study HIV, which we created. And they know how it's been created. You can look at the DNA and see it. So Bobby Kennedy and Shiva are fighting a war against each other, but they're backed by the same people and they have the same motives. The ending of anti-vaxxers. Shiva didn't create nothing. Find anything he created that is still in existence and or you have a record of. All his claims are the claims of an absolute madman. He got some attention because he was a little boy at MIT who did some cool things. Why? Because George Soros, who backed the Clintons from the beginning, said, oh, look at this guy. He's a cardboard cutout we can use. And now what's he doing? Running for Senate, says he invented email, says he invented cryptology on the internet, says he invented ways to create vaccines for who? Bill Gates, World Health Organization, Perbright, the Queen. Remember, Queen owns 20% of Perbright, Carlyle Group. All these United Nations groups all are backing Shiva, Bobby Kennedy, and others who are anti-vaxxers. Take a look at the statistics we've given you in this report, and you see for yourself and decide for yourself who's an enemy against humanity. Because when you find out who they are, and you start to look at their works, and you realize you have been lulled into a hypnotic trance believing that anything British or anything Bill Gates or the Clintons or these good rich people do is good, you need to pinch yourself and wake up because you've been hypnotized. This is the evil of the vaccine wars. These are the vaccine warlords. These are the machinations of Big Pharma. And fascist Fauci is just a perfect example. We can give you 1,000. So remember, think twice before you let anyone inject anything into your bloodstream.